Welcome to Let's Talk Friends, the podcast where two newbies and two superfans come together to explore one of the most iconic TV shows of all time, Friends. We are your hosts, Daisy and Martin.
Hey.
Neither of us have ever seen an episode of Friends until now.
Today, our Friends experts will be with us every step of the way, providing insight and their seasoned opinions on this episode. Welcome to today's episode, Mari and Diani.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, it's really nice to have. I know, Mari, you've been doing this with us a few episodes, but this is Diani's first time joining us, and she's also a big fan of Friends.
Right, and she's my daughter. So we've been watching Friends. We kind of had the girls started watching them as well, so they know it as well as we do.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah.
Today's episode is season 1, episode 18, called The One With All the Poker. It aired on March 2nd, 1995.
The synopsis. The women lose money in a poker game with the men. After getting advice from a champion card player, they demand a rematch. In the intro scene, all the friends are at Monica and Rachel's apartment. They are helping Rachel stuff envelopes with her resume. While doing this, they are whistling the theme from The Bridge of the River Kwai. I recognize this tune, or what they're whistling, from the movie The Breakfast Club.
Yeah. I know, it's a nice little catchy song.
It
they
is.
They were all doing it.
Yeah, they were all, yeah. And, you know, it brings us back from, I think it's the 12 Lasagnas, where they're also, where they whistle, they were whistling something at the beginning of the episode too.
Right, when they were at Central Park.
Yeah, they were whistling something there too.
And then everybody had a designated job.
Oh, yeah.
They were all falling.
Yeah.
And then did you guys hear about, I don't know if you're going to mention that, but when Ross, he was looking at the letter, and she's like, he's like, did you proofread this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he said something about her
computer skills. Computer skills. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Rachel's like, do you think they're going to be on all of them?
Yeah. Yeah. And then what if Joey said that? Oh, I think the Xerox machine cut a few of them.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, they're stuffing all these resumes into envelopes. And one of them is folding them, stuffing them, and then somebody else is.
Yeah, and then I think Chandler had the last where he was licking them. The stamps. And
I thought it was Phoebe. She licks the envelope.
Oh.
No, he licks the stamps.
Oh, the stamps. Yeah, the stamps. She's looking for another job because she says that being a waitress, she's tired of being a waitress.
Yeah.
She's sick of lousy tips and being called excuse me.
Yeah.
She's applying to, I guess, all these different type of jobs, because Monica says that she's even applying to popular mechanics.
Yeah. And Tim was like, yeah, that would be the
best
mechanic
place to go.
It's popular ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said, if you're gonna work for mechanics, those are the ones to work for. And then, you know, that's when, like you said, misspelled
computer
skills. And it's like, how can you have computer skills and you can't even spell computer? That's funny.
Oh, wait. She also, I don't know if we did this scene. I don't think so. When she was doing a book. When she had that same issue with her.
She kept misspelling stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a funny one too. So we know that she's really not good at, she doesn't know how to spell, or like when she's typing, she's not paying attention to
what, I think that's what it is.
What she's, you know, and she's definitely not proofreading.
And I don't know if back then there were just typewriters or no.
I think they did have computers, but maybe they didn't have the autocorrect where it corrects your words. Mm-hmm. So if you don't proofread, then you're screwed.
Spell check.
That's what I meant.
Spell check,
that's what I meant. Spell check. What did I say?
Autocorrect.
Oh, yeah. We'll spell check and autocorrect. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so then we have the credits. The next scene starts at Central Perk. Ross and Chandler are sitting at the table, which this is a new place where to sit because usually they're sitting
all together
on the couch. Yeah, but this time they're sitting like on like a table by the windows. Mm-hmm. Rachel is working, and then Monica and Phoebe, they walk in. Rachel wants to know if they brought the mail. Monica tells her there's a lot of responses.
Yeah, she got a whole bunch of letters back from her resumes.
From all the resumes she sent.
So then Rachel is pretending to work, take their order, but listening to what they're reading, which none of them seem to be good. Obviously, she got a lot of declines. And then Phoebe got one where she's like, whoa, your visa bill is huge. She opened the wrong letter.
Yeah, and then Rachel just grabs it from her. Like, yeah.
Did you guys notice, too, Central Perk, like behind the couch, there was like a lamppost or some. It was like a green post there, like a metal. It looked like a light post, but like.
Inside?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that was added. I don't think it was there before.
I didn't notice.
Yeah,
I didn't pay attention to that.
Maybe you're the only one who caught it.
Hmm. Yeah, I didn't pay attention.
It's a little
things. I'm not very good at like looking around.
No,
sometimes I'll catch stuff, but not really.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. You know who's really good? Kehlani. I think next time she has to come.
She has to do it with us. She'll notice stuff. So now it cuts to the table where Ross and Chandler are sitting. Chandler is asking why won't he go out with Linda again because she was great. Ross tells him that he wants someone who does something for him. Someone that gets his heart pounding. He stares at Rachel like he's, you know. Chandler notices that he's staring at her and asks him, could you want her more? Ross questions who. Chandler jokingly says, Dee, the sarcastic sister from What's Happening. And obviously, I don't know what that is. So we searched it up. And it's like another sitcom from like the
70s. Yeah, 1975. I remember watching that when I was younger. It was a really, really good show.
Yeah. So we kind of...
But why would you think that he's relaying that show with what was going on? Is there a... girl there that's
there is
Rachel? Like that girl that he talks about, Dee, she's really sarcastic too. Like that's something she would say, like something sarcastic like Chandler does. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, when Chandler does tell him like, can you want her more, when Rachel comes by, you guys notice that Ross gets all like giddy and shy.
And then he
with
goes
her.
Close to the table.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. Yeah. So Ross tells him that he's over her. But just then, that's when Rachel comes by. She walks over to their table. Ross, that's when he lays his head like on the table and says, hi.
Yeah.
Rachel asks how they are doing. And Ross says that they are fine. She walks away and Ross keeps staring at her. Chandler hits him with the newspaper.
Yeah. Because that just proves, like, no, you're...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want her.
Yeah, he definitely does.
Especially and he has with like, his... Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Especially with his high. Because whenever, like, he walks into a room and, like, he always has a gloomy high if, like, something's wrong.
When something's wrong, yeah.
Yeah.
Hi.
Then Joey walks in.
Oh, yeah.
And Ross and Chandler, they laugh at him.
Yeah, they were making fun of him because I guess they were playing poker the night before and Joey lost. But he was crying because he lost. They were making fun of him.
Yeah, because he mistook a 3 for an 8.
Yeah.
That there was like Oreo on there.
Chocolate. He said chocolate.
Or chocolate or something like that. There was chocolate on there. So to him, it looked like it was an 8, but it was really a 3. Mm-hmm. So then they're making fun of him, but he cried. Yeah. Joey says, there was chocolate on the 3. It looked like an 8, all right? And then Ross like, you should have seen him.
Yeah.
Read them and weep. And then Chandler's and he did. Rachel then asks how come they don't play poker with them. Phoebe wants to know if it's a guy thing or like a sexist thing. They say they just don't know any women that know how to play. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Monica tells them, like, that's an lame excuse. And Ross asks if they know how to play. But all the girls say no at the same time. But then when they say, like, well, King, you could teach us. And then the guys are like, no. At Monica and Rachel's apartment, the guys are teaching the girls how to play poker. They ended up teaching them anyway.
Yeah. Or no, they didn't. They convinced them to play with them, but they weren't willing to teach them.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like they were trying to.
They're trying to.
And they didn't get it.
No, they wouldn't get it because...
Phoebe tells them, so when they're all on the table, Monica first says the cards are dealt, right? Or is that the right word, dealt? Mm-hmm. And then she said, I don't need any cards.
Oh, yeah, because I have a straight. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she's like showing them what she has. Yeah. And she's like, if you're playing poker, you're not supposed to show your cards.
I thought it was funny because Rachel and Phoebe, they're like, good for you.
Like, congratulations.
They're all happy for her. They don't get that they're not supposed to, you know, be happy for each other. I mean, this is a poker game.
Right.
Yeah, you're playing poker. You're not supposed to, like, you know. So Chandler then asks Phoebe how many cards does she need or how many cards does she want. And she replies that she only needs 2 cards, 10 of spades and 6 of clubs. Ross tries to stop her from telling everybody what she needs. She's not able to. But then Rachel tells him that she has, which one does she have? 10 of spades. She has 10 of spades to give to Phoebe.
Ross gives it to her.
Yeah, gives it to her, yes. Ross says, no, you can't do that. But Rachel tells him that it's okay. She doesn't need them.
She's going for all 4.
It's funny. It's almost like goldfish.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. And then Monica brings a plate of food. They are salmon roulette and assorted
crudités.
And Joey tells her that this is a poker game and she can't serve food that has more than one syllable. So only chips or dip or pretz. And then he realizes that not all the foods, you know, that you one serve syllable. Are one syllable. Mm-hmm. Monica tells them that they should play for real now. Mm-hmm. And Ross says that are you sure? Phoebe just threw away the 2 jacks because they don't look happy. Chandler tells them one last minute lesson. He holds up 2 cards and tells Joey that this is a 3 and this is an 8.
Yeah, making fun of him.
Showing him the difference between a 3 and an 8. And Joey, he's not amused. Some time passes. Monica throws her cards down because she lost. Phoebe looks at Joey because he's the one that won and tells him that he was lying. Joey wants to know about what? And she says about how good his cards really were.
And he's like, I was bluffing.
Yeah. Joey says he was bluffing. And then Phoebe's like, what is bluffing? What's another word for lying? Rachel gets up. She says she has to get ready for tomorrow and she wants to fax some more resumes.
And then she says, the guy said that she has to
settle.
Settle the debt. And she says, settle what? Mm-hmm. And, you know, she owes money. Joey, you know, he's like, well, it's their first time. Maybe they should forget about it. And Monica's like, no, we'll pay. And then Phoebe's like,
I had a whole other answer. Ready. Whole other answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
But why do you think Monica said that? Because throughout the whole show, she's more of like, no, we got this. Like, even in the beginning, when it first started about poker, it's like, why can't we play? Or why it's a typical man thing? Or in this case, that she wants to pay. Like, she owes that debt and she's willing to do it. Like, you think it's more of like women, men, and don't go easy on me because I'm a woman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It seems like it. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Like, no, I owe you money. I'm going to pay you. Mm-hmm. But she wants a rematch.
Yeah.
So she's willing to pay because she owes the money, but she wants a rematch.
Yeah, she's definitely want to get them back.
Yeah, and that sucks because I would be like Joey, like, oh no, it's okay, you don't have to pay. But then,
if you notice, Rachel would have been like, oh yeah, I won't pay. And then Phoebe as well.
Yeah.
But you would think that Phoebe, because earlier she's the one who kept saying, like, is it a guy thing or are you sexist? I would think that she would be like, no, I'm going to pay you because, you know, because she was the one of the ones that was saying that too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ross is happy with that because he could use the money. Rachel tells Ross, so basically you get your yayas by taking money from all your friends. And Ross says, yeah.
and then Chandler.
Yeah, Chandler says, yes, and I get my yayas from IKEA. You have to put them together yourself, but they cost a little less.
I wonder how much IKEA paid to have him say that.
I don't know.
I feel like it was an advertisement.
Maybe. I don't know, maybe. Ross tells Rachel that this is poker. He plays to win. In order for him to win, other people have to lose. So if they are going to play poker with him, don't expect him to be a nice guy. Because once all the cards are dealt, and then he claps three times. Joey wants to know, like, what happens?
Yeah, because he
can. I was waiting, too.
Yeah, I know.
He wants to know what. And he's like, I'm not a nice guy. That was funny. Mm-hmm. So this next scene, they're at Ross's apartment. Chandler and Joey are there. Ross enters with a pizza. Ross tells them, let's eat. And Chandler's like, oh, did you get that from the I Love Rachel pizzeria? And Ross is like, you're still on that? Like, and then Chandler's like, well, what was that whole, like, Black Bart speech? And then he mimics him. Like, when I play poker, I'm not a nice guy. Mm-hmm. Joey tells him that he thinks he loves her. Yeah. And Ross says, no, I might have feelings for her. I might have had feelings for her at one time, but not anymore.
Yeah.
So he's still trying to deny, like, not deny, but, like, he's not open about his feelings, even to his friends.
Yeah.
And I wonder if it's because he thinks I might make fun of him more than they already do.
I don't know. Maybe because he thinks that Rachel's not gonna
give him that chance.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because he liked her all through high school and she still didn't notice him.
And just recently she had mentioned that she didn't want nothing to do with guys. So maybe that's why. Like, maybe he's afraid of
rejection. Being rejected, yeah. Mm-hmm. Then we see Marcel in the background, trying to put in a CD in the player. And Ross tells him, you're not putting that again. Marcel pressed the button to play. And then The Lion Sleeps Tonight turns on.
Yeah.
And then Marcel is dancing.
That's a good song for Marcel. I feel like,
you know. In the jungle. Isn't that the one?
Yeah.
The Lion King.
And then we are at Monica's apartment now. Rachel, Monica, and Phoebe are there. Rachel's opening mail, and she's like, I can't believe what a jerk Ross is, how he was acting. And then Monica says, yeah, he could get really competitive. And then they laugh at her because she's the same way.
Yeah.
And Phoebe says, oh, hello, Kettle. This is Monica. You're black. You know, like, have you heard that saying?
How does it go?
You haven't heard that?
No.
Isn't the tea kettle calling something?
The kettle black or something?
Yeah.
She's saying that Ross is competitive, but so is she.
Mm-hmm. And then she reminds her about the Pictionary incident.
Yeah. And she's like, that's not an incident. I was just
gesturing.
And the plate slipped out of her hand. And then Rachel's happy because she reads a letter and she got an interview.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So she finally, after all those letters, she got an interview.
Yeah, and then Phoebe asked her which one, and she said the Saks Fifth Avenue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, Mothership calling you, calling you home, or because that's for an assistant buyer interview, which is
shopping for a living.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's something that she will love.
Yeah, she likes to shop and buy.
We have somebody at the door. Monica is like, "Oh, that's Aunt Iris." Mm-hmm.
She says that she's been playing poker since she was five.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So she's really good. So she says, you got to listen to every word she says. And then she opens the door. She says, hi. The first thing that Iris says is Tony Randall dead? Mm-hmm. And Rachel's like, no. And then Monica's like, I don't think so.
And she's like, I think I just ran over him. Mm-hmm. And then they're all like, and then and Iris said, lesson number one, bluffing. Or bluffing, that's lesson number one.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. Everything you hear at a poker game is pure crap. And then she looks
at me.
Earrings.
My earrings.
She's like, oh, thank
you. And she doesn't finish. She's like, thank you. Okay. And then she thinks about it.
I'm like, oh, crap.
And then
Rachel was like comforting her. Like,
it's okay. So then, you know, they sit down. Monica starts to introduce them. And Iris, and this is Phoebe and Rachel. But then she's like, yeah. Listen, I'm parked at a meter. Let's do this.
Yeah.
I don't have time for this.
Get to the point.
All right. So then in this next scene, we're at Ross's apartment. Everyone is there except for Rachel. And they're at the table, like sitting around his table. And again, that one song, The Lion Sleeps Tonight, is playing in the background. Phoebe's like, Please, could we listen to anything else?
Yeah, because it seemed like it was on repeat.
Yeah, he kept playing it over and over and over again. Ross says, all right. He goes and he shuts off the CD player. Marcel runs to the bedroom and slams the door.
Yeah, because he got mad that he had stopped the song. So
yeah. It was funny because everybody was like annoyed by it. But before it cut to Ross taking the CD out, Joey was like dancing to it.
Was he?
Yeah.
I don't know if it was supposed to
be. Yeah, it's not supposed to be in it, but you could just like see him just like that.
Yeah.
And then the next scene, he just looked like.
Oh. Like he's tired of it too. Mm. But he was, if you look at that scene, you could tell that he was kind of like dancing to it. And then it cuts off. And then, yeah.
So then when Ross turns off the song, when Marcel goes in, he's mad, obviously. And then Ross says, I'm going to pay for that tonight.
Yeah. I'm like, what does that mean?
I know. What is that?
Maybe he's going to keep him up at nighttime?
Or? Oh, maybe. Maybe he's going to like
Keep playing the song
or just making noise or something pulling his hair.
Put poop in his pillow. I don't know. It could be anything.
Because in another episode, that's what they said, that he was doing, putting
feces.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, feces.
On his feces. Yeah. Was it on his pillow or on the bed or something?
I think the bed.
All right. So then now there's a knock at the door. Ross opens it. It's Rachel. And she's excited. She's like, guess what? She went to the interview and she loved her. They talked for like 2.5 hours. They have the same taste in clothes. And she went to camp with her cousin and the job is perfect. I can do this and I can do this well.
Mm-hmm. So she was really, she was pretty confident that the interview went well. So she probably has her hopes up that she's going to get the job.
Yeah. And then she says that she told her the funniest story, but Monica cuts her off and she wants to just play poker.
She's like, you could.
She's like, you'll tell us and we'll laugh.
Yeah. Yeah. And she just says, let's play. Yanni, you really know all these
lines. That's really good.
So when Monica says that, Joey's like, are you, like, we could play Pictionary instead.
Oh, and they all shoot to the table to duck down.
Yeah, so he's trying to tell him, like, it's okay. Like, if you don't want to play, we completely understand. And that's when Chandler says, we could play some other game, like, I don't know, Pictionary. Mm-hmm. And then they all, like,
duck down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Monica's like, yeah, very funny. But I think we're going to give poker another try.
Mm-hmm. Because of Aunt Iris.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So now they're confident.
They're confident that they're going to win.
Yeah.
And then Rachel.
She has a card.
And then Ross is like, oh, do you want me to shuffle those? And she's like, no, I think I'll give it a go. Mm-hmm. And then she like does a
like that cool fancy thing.
Yeah.
Shuffling, that fancy shuffling.
That's cool.
And then they all like stare at her. Yeah, like,
the boys individually, you can see that they're all surprised.
Yeah. Kind of scared a little
bit. Yeah, they look too scared.
Mm-hmm. So then some time passes and Ross is telling them what they owe because I guess their lessons didn't work because they all lost.
Phoebe owes $7.50. Yeah. Monica owes $10, and then Rachel owns 15 big ones.
Yeah.
And then Joey's like, "Thank you for teaching us that cross-eyed Mary," which I don't know what that meant.
I don't know what that means either.
Do you know what that is?
I don't know.
I figured it was just like a different poker thing, because, like, I guess I'll say it later on, where they were like, okay, they have like rules to it.
Oh.
To like different types.
Because I know there's like aces wild or.
Yeah, but then they made fun of it. Like, that obviously it didn't work.
Mm. Oh, maybe it was like a trick. It was probably a trick showed them. And it didn't work.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know what that is. Cross-eyed Mary.
But then, so after that.
It's a song. Because his line says, but hey, thanks for teaching us cross-eyed Mary. You guys, we got to play that at our regular game. Because then I look it up and it's a song.
Oh, yeah.
So then Phoebe is going to pay her $7.50. Mm-hmm. But then she says that her money is cursed, that she cursed the money.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think you should know that this money is cursed.
Yeah, that's right. I cursed it.
Bad things will happen
to he who spends it.
Yeah. And then Chandler is like, I'll take it.
That's all right. I'll take it.
Yeah. Bad things happen to me anyway.
This way I can break them up with a movie. I don't know what that meant.
Use that money to take them to the movies.
That just leaves the big green poker machine. Did she call herself that?
No.
Oh, okay. Because then he says, who owes 15? So it's Rachel.
It's Rachel.
And then Rachel's like, oh, so typical. I'm a man. I have a penis. I have to win money to exert my power over women.
Yeah.
And then gives him the money.
Mm-hmm. And then Monica adds, again,
this is not over. We will play again and we will win and you will lose and you will beg and we will laugh. And we will take every last dime you have and you will hate yourselves forever. Then Rachel's like, kind of stepped on my point there, man.
Yeah, so they were both saying the same thing. They want revenge again.
Yeah. Okay, so now we're at Monica's apartment. Everyone's there ready to play another poker game. Mm-hmm. Ross tells them if they just want to hand over their money now, or that way they don't have to go through the formality of actually playing.
Yeah. Of the last few games
they've lost. Yeah. And then Rachel's like, that's fine, we'll see who has the last laugh there, monkey boy. And they Monica tells them, are you ready to play some serious poker?
Because Phoebe was looking at the card and she got the jack. And she's like, the one-eyed jack follows me everywhere. Oh, yeah. Monica's like, okay, let's play some serious poker.
Yes. Yeah.
Snatches a card from her.
Then Ross wants to, you know, go use the bathroom. And Monica's like, where are you going? And he's like, to the bathroom. Monica's like, do you want to go to the bathroom or do you want to play poker? And then he's like, I want to go to the bathroom. Yeah. And Joey wants to, you know, he gets up to you and he wants to order a pizza. But Rachel doesn't let him because she's still expecting that phone call. Mm-hmm. From that interview that she had, and the store closes at 9, so yeah. He could order it then, or eat.
He's like, okay, you can eat then, and then he's like, it's fine, I'll just have a Tic Tac
to hold me over.
Yeah, but then I'm thinking, he lives right next door. Why couldn't he just go and get his phone?
Yeah. Yeah. Ross comes back from the bathroom, and he says, all right, to Rachel, your money's mine, Green. And then Rachel's like, your fly is open, Geller. He checks it and then, you know, he sips it up. Some time passes by and they're still playing poker. And Phoebe says, you know what I just realized? Joker is poker with a J.
Right before that. Sorry. That's okay. Because Phoebe, you know how she was with that bluffing thing? You know, she's learning that. She kind of called out Joey on it. But then when they first started, she gets her cards and she looks at them and she's like, yes.
Oh.
And then she's like, or no.
that's funny. Yeah, that is funny. That was a funny scene. Yeah, I missed that.
So she's testing her bluffing skills there.
Mm. She's not very good at it, though. Not yet.
So then they play a few games, and then you could tell that the girls are getting more confident. They know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
For the most part. Mm-hmm. Rachel then wins. No. Ross, I think...
He says...
He has a flush.
I got a flush. And Ross says, you better hop out of the shower because I got a flush.
Mm-hmm. No.
And then he lays the cards down.
Thinking that he won.
Mm-hmm. And then Rachel, she's like, well, hop back in buckle because I got 4 sixes.
Mm-hmm.
And then she lays down the cards.
And she won.
She's like, I won.
Mm-hmm. So that she gains her little confidence as well. So she grabs the money and she's like, oh, I'm going to make a Ross pile.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then she grabs like the chips and she's like, wait, I think this was a Ross.
I think this one was a Ross.
Getting pretty cocky now.
And he's getting annoyed.
Yeah, you can tell he's getting upset because they're winning, or she's winning. And then Monica, she's like, I hate this game. And when she kind of throws the cards down, the guys pull the
plate away.
Hide the plate.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's getting upset.
Because they don't want another incident with the Pictionary when she got upset.
And they're playing another game. Everybody's losing, or everybody's folding. And then Joey says, I fold like a cheap hooker who got hit in the stomach by a fat guy with sores on his face. And everybody's just looking at him like, where did that come from?
Oh, I'm out.
I never heard that one before.
I never heard that one either. And then, so when everybody's folding, Rachel's like, you can't stand losing. And she's referring to Ross, like, you're getting all red, a vein is popping out of your temple. And then Phoebe's like, plus that shirt doesn't match your pants. She's so funny.
And yeah, Ross is upset. He's really getting upset.
Yeah. He has that pouting face going on.
Yeah. And then he's like, first of all, I'm not losing. And Rachel's like, you are losing. Definitely losing. And then that's when she gets a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, let's not talk about losing. Just deal the... And then Rachel goes and answers the phone. And he mocks her. What did she say?
Hello, Rachel Green. And he's like, hello, Rachel Green.
No, she's like, yeah. He's like, me. And she's like, excuse me, it's about the job. So she walks away and she gets the bad news that she didn't get chosen for the job.
Yeah.
That sucks.
And she keeps talking like, you know, you could tell that she's upset.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like sad, but she's like, if anything else opens up, and they hung up on her.
That's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she looks depressed. She looks sad.
Mm-hmm.
She goes back and she sits down and everybody's like, well, Monica's like, sorry, Rach.
Mm-hmm. And then she's like, where were we? Because she was the one that was dealing the cards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Joey's just like, tells her, we don't have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, yes, we do.
Yes, we do. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she's like, yeah, Ross then puts his 50 cents. Chandler calls. Phoebe says she's in. And then Rachel's like, I see your 50 cents and I raise you $5.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ross is like, I thought 50 cents was the limit.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, I just lost a job and I'd like to raise the bet to $5. Does anybody have a problem with that? And everybody's like, says no and fold.
Yeah.
Except for Ross, who is thinking about it. And Rachel's like, loser. And then everybody backs away, backs up on their chairs.
Yeah, because she was serious.
Mm-hmm. And Ross is like, no, I fold. And she's like, what do you mean you fold? "Hey, come on, what is this? I thought that's once the cards are dealt, I'm not a nice guy. I mean, what? Were you just full of it?"
Yeah.
And, you know, Ross thinks about it and he sits down and picks up his cards.
Yeah.
And then they, you know, they start throwing in chips.
So then she raises it up to 20.
Mm-hmm. "I see you're 20. I raise you 25.
And Ross. Then everybody around, they were
shocked.
They were shocked that they were raising this amount of
money.
Yeah.
Rachel asks, once she ran out of the chips, she asked Monica for her purse. She says, give me my purse. And Monica looks in the purse. She's like, "There's nothing in there." She's like, "Okay, give me your purse." And, you know, then she gets her purse and she gives her whole wallet. And it's like, you really trust her to, you're giving her all your money. Like, you're giving her everything you have.
Yeah. So then Monica and Phoebe put in $17. And then Ross is also looking at his wallet to, what is it called? Match or raise the amount, the same amount. Sorry, I don't know about poker.
I don't know about poker.
Looking at his wallet and he only has like $2, I think. And he goes to Joey and he's like, I'm a little shy.
Where's he's like, "Oh, come on, man. You can tell me."
You can say anything. You can ask me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then Ross looks at Joey like, "Really?"
And then Chandler steps up like, "Here."
He's like, "What do you need?
What do you need? And then like how you had said that Monica trusted her with her wallet. She didn't question it. She just kind of gave it to her. And so did the boys.
The boys, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which it goes back to how close they are, how friends. They trust each other. They're willing to jump in on.
But the thing is, like, you could see, though, that they are separated as the women and the men.
Yeah.
Because why didn't one of the guys help Rachel or vice versa? Like,
yeah.
But I guess it was men versus women because they felt like they didn't think women could play poker. Mm-hmm. And they kept making fun of them. So that's probably why they were so divided.
Mm-hmm. So then once they all kind of put their money down, Ross tells her, "What do you got?"
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so they there's a long pause. They both look at each other. And Rachel lays her cards down. She says, "Full house." Mm-hmm. Ross stares at her and thinks about it, puts the cards on the table face down. And then he says, "You got me."
Yeah. That was a good one.
It was good. Mm-hmm. And then Monica and Phoebe, you know, they start celebrating, cheering her in the kitchen.
And then Chandler tells Ross, like, "I thought we had them."
Mm-hmm.
And then Ross tells them, "When you don't have the cards, you don't have the cards."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But look how happy she is.
Yeah, right. So that, like, we'll never know if what Ross
had. What he had, yeah. I wonder what he had.
But honestly, I still won.
Because it looks like he won.
Yeah, I think so. Right?
Mm-hmm. I think he let her win.
He let her win because then when he said, "Look how happy she is," and he starts smiling at her, mm-hmm. Chandler and Joey look at her and then look at him, and then they try to see what he actually had, but Ross stops them.
Yeah.
So he doesn't want them to know because he probably won.
Yeah.
But because when he did that pause and he was like thinking about it, like, I feel like he's like, "Let me put the scenarios in, like, you know, I could win, but then Rachel's going to hate me. But if, you know, I let her win, you know."
I don't know if he thought that Rachel would hate him. I think
she would just be upset.
More upset because she was already kind of depressed because of the job. So maybe he just didn't want to add one more thing.
Like, I know he's like trying to like her and get with her or whatever. And like, this would not help that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know,
mm-hmm. Maybe.
Yeah. Like even him acting like obnoxious towards her, I feel like he should have calmed down with that.
You think that that's like a boy thing? You like her, but you're going to do the total opposite. Because he's too afraid to like
show his
real emotions.
Emotions. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe, yeah.
Like as young kids, you know how they like punch girls, like
They really like you,
right?
They're doing the opposite way. Maybe
you're mean to the ones you love.
Yeah, but then at the end, he ended up.
Yeah, you're so stupid. I was like, what?
Oh, you got that? Okay.
But at the end, you know, he was a nice guy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He wanted to make her happy.
Yeah, because, you know, at the beginning he said when he's playing poker, he's not a nice guy. But he is. Mm-hmm. He is a nice guy.
Yeah. I would have thought he would have had more money in his wallet. I mean, working at the museum.
Right. But, I mean, we're talking about, you know, 1995 here. So when they were the $20 or $25, and everybody was so surprised them putting down that much money for them at that time.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, right? That is a lot of money.
And now I'm thinking, like, $20 doesn't really go a long way.
It doesn't. Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah. Yeah. So it must have. Yeah. For them, that's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. That is a lot of money.
Yeah.
Because you could buy a lot of stuff with $20 back then.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now it's just a Big Mac.
Like, no fries.
Yeah.
All right. So then at closing credits, they're all there still at Monica's apartment. This time they're playing Pictionary. Mm-hmm. Monica is drawing a picture, and the guys, they're trying to guess what it was. She draws,
it was a hand and then a bird.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. A hand and a bird. Yes. But they thought it was an airplane. The bird, they thought the bird was an airplane. Mm-hmm. So Chandler is like, airplane, airport, airport 75, airport 77, airport 79. Mm-hmm. And then the timer goes off.
Yeah, so they don't get hers.
Yeah, they don't get it. And then she says, it was bye-bye birdie.
Which to me, it looked clear as day.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And then Joey's like, oh. And Phoebe's like, that's a bird? And then Phoebe's like, that's a bird. Because after the look that Monica gives her, she's like, that's a bird. And then Monica sits down. It's Rachel's turn. She goes and she's like, okay, it's my turn. And she draws like a bean. Mm-hmm. And Ross like, bean. And then she starts tapping at the picture.
Yeah, she's not drawing anything else. She's just tapping it.
And then Joey, like, he says it like, unbearable likeness of being. And she's like, yes. And then Monica's like, that? You get that?
Yeah. She gets upset. She grabs her cup and she's like, you get that? And everybody, ducks
down. Yeah.
And because they think she's going to start throwing it. This was a funny episode. I really did like this one. Mm-hmm. It was hilarious. We'll talk about later about more about the episode. But now, and I know you guys are definitely going to get these answers. Especially with, well, Deani's definitely going to get these.
Let's see.
And they're super easy. And right now, I think the point of this, the trivia questions are not to test you guys, but more so like any of the listeners, you know, that like to go along with it to mm-hmm. see if they know anything. Because mm-hmm. I know you guys, after watching it, obviously we just watched it for the episode. Other people might not have watched it.
However, you could tally up who knows it best. Again, it's Junior, Danny, Brenda. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So let's do this. Our first question. What is everyone filling envelopes with to help Rachel get a new job?
Resumes.
While teaching the girls how to play poker, Phoebe tells everyone she is looking for the 10 of spades and 6 of what?
Clubs.
Damn. 3. What is the name of the song Marcel puts on while Ross is eating pizza with Joey and Chandler?
Lion in the jungle, sleeps. The mighty jungle.
Tonight.
Yeah, the lion sleeps tonight, Martin. You got it. You got one, Martin.
Yay.
Or two. Okay. Rachel gets an interview with what luxury department store chain?
Saks Fifth Avenue.
And you said it earlier, Maddie. You said it earlier. Okay. What is the job she would be interviewing for?
Assistant buyer.
Hopper. Okay.
Assistant buyer.
Who does Monica invite to help them and learn poker?
Iris.
Mm-hmm. And Iris.
Sorry.
And she's been playing for...
Since she was five.
Mm. Yeah, since she was five.
Damn.
Finish Chandler's quote.
Oh, no.
The fifth dentist caved, and now they are all recommending...
Trident.
Oh, yes. Trident. Yeah, the gum.
We were talking about that earlier. What game were the friends playing when Monica had the incident with the plates?
Pictionary.
Rachel's first winning hand is what?
Four sixes.
Mm-hmm. And our last question. Rachel's final winning hand, supposedly beating Ross, is what?
Full house.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
I really liked this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was funny.
It was good.
It was definitely a lot of poker. The whole episode was about poker. And then they threw in the whole Rachel trying to find a different job with that, but it was like all poker.
And then Ross liking Rachel for a little bit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
It was definitely them two, the main people, mm-hmm. I think, or the
topic.
The topic.
Yes. Yeah. It was.
You see their progress from them never being part of a poker game, not knowing it, learning it, and then how good they got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if Rachel didn't win that last hand, at least she knows what she's doing now. Mm-hmm. Versus in the beginning where she wanted to give her cards to Phoebe because she didn't need it. So you could see that, you know, they got better. They all got better.
Yeah.
And I've talked about it. I keep saying that every episode on how they
rate them.
Mm-hmm. This one was rated at 8.7, which is the highest one. Well, no. There's episode 7 was rated at 8.9, but other than that one, this is one of the highest ones that were rated, and I actually agree with it. I feel it was a good one.
Mm-hmm. I do agree with that one.
Yeah. So
I'm not a big poker guy, but it made me want to play now.
I don't know how to play poker.
Yeah, I don't know how to play poker.
I feel like even though it was rated high compared to like what's coming later, there's a lot better.
There's a lot better episodes. Yeah.
This one was really funny, but like what's coming like later, I think
like later seasons.
If you think this is good, then like you're really gonna like what's next.
The other ones, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I never thought I would actually enjoy
Friends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like every time you guys would talk about it, I was like, "Is it really that good? Like, how can something be that good?"
And then the quotes.
Yeah. The quotes, like, they're funny lines. Yeah, it's funny. Yeah.
I understand some now. And it's funny watching Daisy watch the show because she really laughs, like, out loud.
And then even going back to where Chandler, in the beginning, where he tells Ross, like, could you want her more? Like, that's such a famous saying for him. Or, like, the way he says it, could you want her more? It comes in like later on of like,
oh, can you be?
And then even to the point where it's like a famous saying that Joey says to make fun of him because of how much he says it like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it'll come in later.
Oh,
that's cool. Can't wait to see that.
Oh, okay. Something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
This concludes episode 18 of Let's Talk Friends. Our next episode is season 1, episode 19, called The One Where the Monkey Gets Away. Thank you for listening. Please remember to follow and rate our podcast. If you have any questions or suggestions, please send us an email at letstalkfriends24@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Instagram at @let's_talk_friends24. Thank you, Mari and Diani, for coming.
Thank you, guys.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
I hope Marcel doesn't run away.
It seems like he does. All right, bye.
Bye, guys.